lower in the level, ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, the slower in the several, I'm lower in the level, I'm running from the law, breaking the law, I'm running from the law, breaking the law, I'm running from the law,
the law. The overall feel of it has kind of started dwindling.
Really, I can bounce back. I could bounce back right now.
Oh, I could too, but
then we're gonna wait.
Stay tuned for after hours, because we're not gonna stop. We're just gonna say this is done, and then we're gonna continue recording and just laugh at what we listened to.
Ripped in half the deleted segments.
Yeah,
but that'd be
our
more
PC
like,
extras, yeah. Podcast extras.
Yeah. So I said the behind the scenes look at a podcast taking place in a bedroom in the middle of a trailer park.
So sorry, what's
different?
That? Different. So how's that different from every other podcast?
It's not taking place on top of a balcony next to a road that's frequented by drivers going to work and paramedics back and forth in the freezing ass cold. Even though you're on a balcony conjoined to a bedroom. So yeah. Anyways, Friday, a band that I'm in, we ended up doing our show.
It did.
Played at the Riverside. Why do you sound surprised? You were there.
Add into your conversation. Add into your, like, what you're bringing. I don't fucking know.
It's hard to do it, though, like you're asking a question. You did? Really?
Yeah, like I'm interviewing you. So what have you been doing lately?
You fucking were there, you dummy. I played a show with my band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are they called?
647.
Really? What's that mean?
It's a penal code for drunk in public around here, apparently.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. Makes sense, since we're a whole bunch of booze hounds. Explains why our final song's called Drunk. It's about getting drunk in public.
I don't know. I couldn't hear a damn thing. Apparently, you could hear it from the back.
Well, you know.
Being up front, it just...
Maybe if you took the fucking penis out of your ears. Fucking douchebag.
If I put penis in my ear, they probably would have filtered it better, and I could probably hear it.
No, no, I could hear just fine, and I was on the stage, so...
Oh, man. I couldn't really hear. I thought your mic should have been up a little more.
Yeah, you know, I felt that way, too.
That's the only thing about it. It's like, the only time you really heard everything was when you all sang together at certain parts of the songs.
Uh-huh.
Everything else came clear. Some parts did, some didn't.
Yeah.
But then someone else later was saying that, yeah, from the back, you could hear everything clear. I was like, well, then I wish I was back there. But then it would seem like I'm supporting you. I was like, I'm going to the back. Fuck this song. So then I was stuck. Well, I had a chair.
Yeah. I was like, at least that news of it, hearing it better didn't like circulate throughout the whole audience. Otherwise, we would have had our whole fucking crowd in the back cheering all the way back there. It's like, thank you, back there. But
make room for the new people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe for the new fans we're going to get.
No, it's funny, though, because we were the second band to play, and we had the largest crowd.
That's the second band?
We were the second band.
Damn, I thought I got there late. I thought, like, at least two other bands would play before.
No, well, there was originally supposed to be four bands playing, but one of them dropped out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we were the second band. Pretty much everybody in that bar was there to see us.
I know.
Once we were done, they slowly dissipated until the third band played, and it played for all of, 10 people, my band included. So, but no, it was fun. We already got some pictures up on our Facebook, you know, 647 Facebook, and we got some video shot of it. One of our friends recorded the entire thing, so we're gonna eventually break it up into segments and put it out on YouTube and shit.
Yeah, I didn't notice that guy until later on. It was almost the last song before I noticed where he was. I was like, "You said you're recording." I'm looking around. All I see is like that one, the drummer's mom taking pictures.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were taking pictures.
I had a guess it's his mom because, like, she's like, because she got in front of me. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, am I blocking you? I was like, no, you're fine. She was fine. And I was like, not fine, fine. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't in my way.
Well, according to one of my friends, she's fine. It was funny. After she ended up coming, you know, because I thought they had all left. Well,
she came back.
Yeah, she came back. And she's like, you still here? Like, yeah, I thought you left. Nah, I sent the boy home. I want to keep partying. And my fucking friend Eric's sitting there. He's like, oh, you were the drummer's mom? Wow, you're a MILF. He's like, yeah, he did. He's like, oh, well, thank you. He's like, yeah, you're pretty hot mom. I'm like, fucking Eric.
I think that conversation ended pretty quick because at one point she just left really quick, I think. Did get kind of creeped out what we're saying.
Oh, I think that part of it was that, and the other thing is, you know, just the fact that we were all kind of in our own little group.
And we were the only people there.
Yeah. And so it was more just, I noticed, somebody who I know. So, you show here. Okay, yeah. Da, 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 da. Oh, thanks for the compliment. Bye.
That was it, actually. Yeah.
And by then, I think Eric was getting really buzzed. So, because, don't get me wrong, she's a good looking woman. But he was like throwing it out there. Hey, you're a MILF. Fucking Eric, shut up. That's funny, though.
He's at her or the bartender, and that's what he went for.
Yeah. Well, the bartender's not bad. Little Asian chicky.
She was Asian?
She was Asian.
I don't know. She's only like as tall as tall. So I was like, can I get a Bud Light? And she's like, I reach up, like, here you go.
And for anybody listening, so they don't get confused with the comment, as tall as tall, my sister-in-law's name is Chantal. She goes by Tall for short, which is, she's 4'9", I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's about as tall as the bartender was, but, short little Asian chick. And then, of course, Eric, he's dating one. He's dating a Korean girl.
Oh,
yeah. Yep. He's dating a little Korean girl who likes to whoop his ass in Modern Warfare. No, actually, I think, is better than her, and she gets pissed at him because he'll be playing, and he plays it with the fucking tactical setting on, to where when you click your right joystick, you crouch and lay down instead of knife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has it to where you use that button for knifing, because the way he plays is when he starts shooting at you, and and of course you're gonna turn around, they start shooting at him. While he's shooting, he starts hitting the button to where he starts dropping lower and lower.
Mm-hmm.
Till by the time you spin around to fire back, you're shooting over his head. That's how he plays, and she fucking hates it. Yeah,
I play a real game.
Okay. People are listening. Hey, didn't fucking play Call of Duty. What? Oh, Halo. It's all right. Real game.
Is a real game. That's future. Right? That's the future.
Oh yeah, it's like how many hundreds of years in the future yet they still fire fucking rifles that has a magazine cartridge of bullets.
We also have alien weaponry. <to steal. laughs> Once he dies, you pick it up and keep going. I only got so many, I run out, what do I got to do?
Yeah. Well, and, again, the Call of Duty, your melee weapon's a fucking, knife to the fucking kidney or something. And Halo, let me smack you with the ass of my gun.
You can knife people now.
Oh, yeah.
Why you can't knife further in the future, even though those were the first games? I don't know why. Why I didn't have cloak or, fucking hologram before that? I don't know
technically,
why.
Technically,
they realized you don't need that no more.
No, it's not even knifing. It's what? The fucking...
It's alien, a dramatic kill.
Yeah, it's an alien sword. Wow, you hit the shoot button and he slashes. You hit the melee button, he still pummels you on the head. What?
I hate it takes 3 hits for killing an alien, though.
Yeah. Now, the only Halo game that I like is Halo Reach. That one, to me, phenomenal fucking story.
Mm-hmm.
Has one of those fucked up endings.
I still haven't even finished the story.
No, the last
fucking... I play online too much. I've gotten like 5 minutes into the middle campaign.
No, the last fucking campaign, it's bullshit. It's one of those like, that is fucking evil. Because what they do is, you're the last fucking Spartan. You end up becoming the last human on the fucking planet Reach, too. You helped everyone escape. Now the Covenant's got fucking Reach. So your final campaign, when you load and start it up, it just says on the screen, survive. That's it. Problem is, you're not meant to survive. The game ends with you dying. And that's how campaign ends, with the last fucking Spartan of Team Six dying.
There's probably hidden achievements and challenges in that, though. See how long you can go.
There might be. I haven't seen anything, but then again, they could have updated it on Xbox Live to add that. I'm not sure. But, it fucking sucks, because at first, you're fighting little fucking peon characters and some elites. If you keep going, though, then eventually you're just swarmed by fucking super soldier elites with fucking their own rocket launchers and fucking high-powered shit.
Oh, yeah.
You just get fucked in the ass. And it's like, okay, then why did you tell me to survive? Why didn't you just fucking put it out there, just die?
You couldn't possibly win anyways. It's otherwise the future.
No,
Halo 1 wouldn't happen.
No, that's the thing. You can't fucking win. You're in like so big a fucking grid, just swarming with Covenant that continuously respawn. Even if you're fucking awesome enough to where you're going on for an hour, it will never fucking end until you die.
What's your favorite loadout?
Huh?
Your loadout. Like armor lock, hologram, cloak, running.
Well, of course, running had its convenience. I don't know. I liked the hologram, but I hardly ever used them. I hardly ever used any of that stuff.
Yeah?
I hardly ever used
them. Oh, you just had the running then? You had the sprint?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I'd dick around with some of the other ones. I mean, the temporary invulnerability thing was convenient, too. If you needed health in a jam, just hit that. And you can't be hurt while you heal. Also convenient. Other than that, they weren't all that great.
Play Firefight, then?
Yeah, I played Firefight. It's okay. To
you
me,
play Firefight?
No,
I liked it off ODST.
Yeah.
That's all I used to play. I beat the campaign, but I like all I did keep playing was just Firefight. But then I didn't have internet.
Yeah. So. I don't know. To me, really, the only value of the Halo series is the campaign story mode. Other than that, I can care less about it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, aside from...
You don't like being made fun of and talk shit with, like, 12-year-olds and fucking... on fucking line to tell you suck?
Not really.
Yeah, I get that every day.
It means nothing.
I think it's my name. People hate my name.
What was your name again?
I don't want to tell people my name.
Well, you don't
it just brings hate in
people. You don't want any of the listeners to look you up on live?
I don't play good, but I play very well. I stay, like, in the middle of the pack, so I'm not, like, fucking sucking.
In other words, he sucks.
No, I don't bring the fucking team down. But I'm
you
not
don't
fucking,
bring it up either.
I'm not the fucking star, but, you know, I'm not fucking, like, saying, like, you, like, so bad that I only have fucking, like, 8 kills out of a fucking matchmaking game or nothing. And, like, I'll just be like, they'll just pinpoint me out, like, fucking, you suck, and it's all kinds of shit. I'm like, I think it's the name. I don't know why. It's not even a fucking, like, it's an average fucking name, dude.
It's got to be the hair.
Yeah, I put a Beatles haircut on my guy.
But no, exactly.
I have the wrong kind of helmet. Wrong shoulder pads or something.
Although I think it's funny, I was going through the Halo Reach, we build your own character shit in the armor, and I wish they had fucking white, like plain, full-on white.
Don't they?
I don't think
I've seen guys in white, not all. Yeah, but everyone does their own character different, but I think I've seen white.
Do they have a white color?
Yeah,
because I don't remember.
I've seen
colors that are light, but not quite white. And the only reason why I want, like, full-on white is to build a fucking stormtrooper. No, have you not noticed one of the helmets is a fucking stormtrooper helmet?
But no one's broken that. I haven't come across anybody online like that. Everyone has their own. Even if it's white, there's so many other colors and bullshit mixed in. It doesn't look like anything.
No, that's
half of them are stupid. I don't like them.
No, I want to make a full on fucking stormtrooper Spartan. I do. I just think that'd be so much fun. Just fucking run around. And the moment I end up fucking tagging somebody, just call out rebel scum. Just fucking walk up to somebody, sneak behind them with a gun pointed at their head and just stop. And then just call, just sit there and, these are not the droids we're looking for. Back away. And go, what? And of course it'd be an inside joke to me because, you know, if I snuck up, then they're not going to know I'm there. But to say, you know, that I'm doing this, and everyone else is like, wait a minute. I think that'd be funny, just to fuck with people as a stormtrooper. Call it all this Star Wars shit that they've stolen so much from.
Well, you're saying Halo's ripped off a lot of Star Wars shit?
Star Wars.
Besides being in space.
Yeah.
So once you're in space, you pretty much ripped something off.
No.
You pretty much lost already. You have a spaceship, you pretty much lost already. Someone already invented that. You want to fight in space? You know who else did that? Yeah. The Last Starfighter.
I don't know. I've noticed some similar Star Wars themes, but a lot of games do that. It's kind of hard not to want to take.
Pigs in space.
Yeah. Exactly. It's kind of hard not to want to take from Star Wars. Star Wars is awesome.
This generation or other, like maybe still probably go back 10 years now, they grew up on episode 1, 2, and 3 and think that is good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to say, no, this is what the original was, and you try to sit them fucking down, they don't fucking think it's fucking as good as you do.
Yeah, no, I know. It's because a lot of it, of course, is the special effects and this.
I didn't like the fact that I liked having a, like, I liked the idea they actually had a real robot, like, animatronic fucking thing there in front of you rather than have a CGI thing talking to you.
Well, a lot of it, even in the prequel trilogy, you still had a lot of that. It wasn't.
It was like fucking Muppets and fucking homemade robots.
The same with a lot of the prequel shit, believe it or not. But, no, even George Lucas himself wanted the original trilogy to look as stylized as the prequel trilogy. That's why he's been really thinking about remaking the original trilogy. Last I heard, he wants to remake them.
He's going
to
bring them back in 3D.
No, of course he's going to bring all six of them back in 3D and release them in theaters, like he did with the special editions of the original trilogy with the enhanced audio and digital effects.
I had that on VHS, the THX version.
I have that too.
In the gold box.
Yeah.
I got that somewhere in a drawer. I saw it today when I was cleaning.
Yeah. Well, any release of that movie now has it only. And every
new release of it has some kind of issue that fucking makes a big flare up and fucking all over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Even before there was the internet. Back when the VHS one came out.
back when you had to send letters to the editor.
Dear Mr.
Yeah.
On my typewriter.
No, but no, a lot of people are...
You're a douchebag.
Yeah, you're a fucking douchebag. How dare you ruin Star Wars? It was a classic. Now I'm going to spend the rest of my life in my mother's basement, which is only about another 30 years, because I'm already 47, and I'm going to just bank it to the real Star Wars, fucker. Douchebag.
Does he live here in the studio?
Look at around the room.
Uh-huh. Oh, we're not in a basement.
But no, last I heard, he was thinking about remaking the trilogy, though, with all the flair and glitz and glamours of the prequel trilogy.
That's just kicking a dead horse.
Oh, yeah. Kind of. Well, I mean, it'd be neat to see. Granted,
New actors in this?
Well, they're going to have to, and that's the problem. And that's what I was about to say. It wouldn't be as great, of course, because you don't have the same fucking actors. Other than that, it'd be all right with the special effects.
You could do what you do to Tron and just fucking, you know, get the old actor, remake his fucking CGI his own face.
Yeah, there you go. So, no, that part would be cool. You know how many people would just get fucking pissed about that?
People are pissed now of how it looks.
Yeah. Although, you know, the funny thing is, as pissed off as they are, it won't keep them from camping outside of the movie theater for 3 fucking weeks to be first in line to get a ticket.
Have you seen that movie, Fanboys?
No, I want to.
You need to see that.
I want to.
I like how me telling you the best part actually fucks up the ending. Never mind. There is a good scene with Kevin Smith and Jason Musso.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're fucking...
I think we talked about that.
Yeah. We talked about that before we had a show. Yeah. But the scene where he's fucking there, they have to go to the restroom, and he's like, oh, some guy's in the restroom, huh? Fucking Jason Mewes comes out, like, bleh, bleh, spitting shit out. It's like, dude, I'm not doing it again. It's like, and the guy comes out, this is the big guy. He was the guy who fucked the donkey.
Oh.
He came out of the bathroom with him. He was like, yeah, it's nice and womanly, right? It's like, womanly? It's like, paid him, and they left.
Yeah. No, it looks funny. I like in the preview when one of the nerds is getting laid on the other guy's walking. He's like, dude, come on. The force is strong with this one. Oh, that movie looks funny. I want to see.
He's got William Shatner in that one.
Shatner's in it?
Yeah. I thought he was in the trailer.
I don't remember him in the trailer.
Because, like, they need him for something. He's like, oh, I'm William Shatner. I can get anything.
You know, as horrible as an actor as Shatner is, he's a pretty cool guy.
He's almost like a fucking, what do they call him? Character actors?
Yeah, he's definitely a character actor.
Or no, typecast.
No, yeah, okay. Well, that is if every role...
If you put him in the right role, like, the throw-in Shatner randomly would actually really be funny. Sometimes it sucks.
Well, let's see, yeah, he is a
type... my dad
he
says.
He would be a typecast, but then again, how do you write a typecast for yourself? It's like, we're going to typecast William Shatner, and he's got to play as, well, himself.
Yes.
In every fucking role. I know.
That's called typecast.
Although, you know, he does a lot of writing, too, apparently. He writes and co-writes. And
sings songs. I've seen his albums.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to touch that.
Or his poetry.
I don't want to touch that. Bad issue. No, he, coincidentally, a lot of what he writes is Star Trek. But, yeah, I read one of them. It was, what was it? I'm stuck on Star Wars thinking Jedi Academy, but no, it's Starfleet Academy.
Yeah. Oh, that's different.
Yeah, I know.
They rip off Halo.
Yeah. Well, no. That's, super, no, see, that would be where Halo ripped off Star Trek. Because Star Trek by Gene Roddenberry has been around longer, and they were part of Starfleet. So, you suck that one, fucking Bungie. So anyways, yeah, Starfleet Academy, you know, it's a good series, and it chronicles how fucking Kirk and Spock meet and join Starfleet, this and that. So essentially, it was his own version of the newest movie of Star Trek.
Yeah, so like I've heard this plot line already. Yeah. Is Tyler in that? Yeah.
I thought I kicked you off my ship. Yeah, well, the older you says I'm supposed to be Captain Douchebag.
So a fan of our show is on there.
Yeah, that's right. And he played Kirk nonetheless.
You don't sound like Kirk at all. You sound like you're from the shore.
I said he was a douchebag. Here, little Shatnerish for you.
It's the worst nerd fan impression.
It was our nerd. It was our one fan doing a Shatner impression.
A one hateful fan. Yeah.
It's the douchebag fan.
I hate that guy.
I do too. He's such a fucking.
He's pretty much everywhere I go.
No. You go to fucking order, go to like a Burger King and order a fucking Whopper. He turns around. What do you want, douchebag?
What's more weird, he goes to the liquor store and that guy's there. He's like, how do you talk like that? Aren't you Armenian? I know.
Yeah, two beers, douchebag. And a booty, booty, booty to you too. We're going to get a lot of hate like mail.
From New York.
Of course, you know, there's also the Christians from New York. Hey, fuck you too, douchebag. Praise Jesus.
Shut the fuck up. Let me get a slice of pizza and give me a Swisher Swiss.
Swisher Swiss.
Or what is it? I don't
Swisher
know.
Sweet.
Yeah. The cigars that black people smoke. Or just, you know, open them up to smoke later.
You put such drugs in racist. Okay. Not only do black people do that, I've seen Mexicans and
I've Chinese never gone to a liquor store and have seen a Mexican fucking buy one of those.
I have actually had one ask me for a couple extra cents to pay for it. I've seen a lot of white people.
Oh,
what
happened
too.
To me, Mexican guy, asking for change. You should get a job at the Food and Drug Administration, right? He's probably well qualified for that.
Probably is. We're really winning friends and winning over people, huh? It's going to be like the most hated podcast in America.
How will we know? We only have only one listener right now.
And he's going to fucking hate
us. He already hates us from day one.
The first bad show we did.
If you already don't hate us, listen to episode two, right?
Is he sitting there, you fucking douchebags. Fucking show sucks. You need to listen to the shitty fucking shitty show they got. Yeah, fucking douchebags.
You know what? Fuck this. I'm going to leave this show and start a show with that guy. Whoever he may be.
Oh, you want to start a show with the douchebag guy, yeah? I'd do a fucking show with you, fucking douchebag.
You know what? Don't say that. My last co-host said that shit all the time. You know what?
What, douchebag? Did she really?
Referring to you, not to look at me with the new guy. That would actually make that show better.
I know, that's what I was like. Did she really what?
We're referring to my other 8 download podcasts that no one ever heard. Which we will never speak of again.
From this day forward, it is dead.
We'll still reference it, but you know, we will never speak of it. That will be the only inside joke of the show, because afterwards I will cry.
He will too. As he eats a bologna and ham sandwich and watches Gossip Girls.
It's like a bologna and ham sandwich. I can't afford a better sandwich to cry with. I can't afford better comfort food.
There's nothing better than bologna and ham.
That's your
sandwich.
Bologna and ham?
I don't know. On white with the crust cut off just the way I like it. The way Mammy used to make it.
Mammy? Aunt Jemima is your maid who makes you sandwiches. Did you tell your mama I love you after she gave me the sandwich?
Nah, actually, I'm not from the South.
What kind of privileged life you had before you came here?
I'm not from the South. I didn't have a mammy. I had a nanny. Her name was Consuela.
No.
I'm from the West Coast. No, Mr. Jabba, not here. No.
I was online. I put that on my Facebook.
I know.
The Superman one?
Mr. Superman, not here. No.
We just wanted to put this flyer. I was like, no. I have no money. That was the best line I've asked. I have no money. I wanted to show my mom that, but I thought she'd get offended. I wanted to show the Superman one and the Lemon Scented Pledge.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We had a Lemon Scented Pledge. No. I still think it's so funny because it's like I've met Mexicans like that. That's so true to life.
That's what I love about that show. They added the Mexican housekeeper. She randomly just popped up one day in an episode, and they just used her sense. That's why it was fitting when she was the eyeball in Jabba's palace. Oh, kitty.
I found one episode I didn't see last season, but I actually found it. It was like when Brian kills another dog. He's driving drunk.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it. Well, I thought I followed it every week, and then that episode like kind of passed me by, and that's mostly Consuela in that.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
And she throws, like, Brian's talking on the phone, and she's like afuera, afuera. She kicks him. I was like, I live here. Afuera, afuera. Yeah. She kicks the dog.
What's a good one?
Yeah, I'm out of juice. We lost that 45 minutes. It's fucking done.
I know. Fucking asshole.
You know, I could really recreate all of that through memory right now.
Let's see you do it.
All right. You started it, actually.
No, all 45 minutes. You said you could recreate it. All 45 minutes of it. Let's go.
Let's start from Pirate's View.
I'm Pirate Douchebag. I miss Brian. I left Korea. That part of the bank made me sad.
You know what happened? What happened to me? I was watching YouTube.
I thought you were going to recreate the whole thing. That's just making fun of it.
No, that's really what happened.
And if you're going to use
douchebag... That is word for word with everything I've heard. If you're gonna there use, was no difference there if
you're
whatsoever.
Gonna, if you're going to use douchebag, use it right. Douchebag.
I'm sorry, I can't do a good pirate
Steve if you can douchebag.
I can't do a good personage.
Douchebag.
You know, I don't do characters.
Douchebag. That was the jingling of my balls. And the cans. Are you done with that beer?
No.
Why not?
It's my beer. I can take as long as I want.
No.
And you go recycle those cans or what? Your ball cans?
I will.
You got a coupon from the Penny Saver?
I do.
How much?
Oh, fuck. It's like $1 something a pound.
You don't know. You didn't make. You made that up. You had no coupon.
It's like $1.98 a pound.
You know, it's $2.19 down the street, so you got the wrong fucking coupon. Yeah, that means you're making it up. They're never
fucking open when I go by there.
You know why?
Why?
You take too long with your fucking dangly, fucking clanging balls.
Oh shit! It's because they're owned by Mexicans.
They're owned by Mexicans. That's your. They have racists everywhere you go.
Oh yeah.
I can't get a fucking Escalade because I'm white. I can't get a job because I'm smart.
No, I didn't say I can't get an Escalade because I'm white. I said I can't have an Escalade and be on welfare
because of the color of your skin.
Damn right.
Try to clarify this. It makes no fucking difference.
Dude, I'm so looking forward to the fucking hate mail we get.
Half this won't make it on the air anyways.
I know that.
The air. It won't make it to the bandwidth anyways.
Well, if you have wireless internet, then it's technically through the air.
You downloaded it through your wireless internet, and then it's settled into a hard drive or a phone. It's somewhere
settled. But it has to. But the signal has to be transferred through the air to be picked up by that.
We're not being transferred live. Oh yeah, you can't stream it.
Yeah. It's not just that. Who would want to stream a show where we start at this time of night, partway through, pause, take a piss, have a cigarette, have a shit, come back in, start off not knowing where the fuck we left off, and then shortly after that, pause again.
You know what? Through the magic of editing,
But that's not streaming live.
No one will ever know.
But that's not streaming live, is it?
You can. We never intended to stream live.
You just said, well, you could stream it.
Not live. I said stream it, but not stream live.
You end up using the live after that.
They'd be alive.
If you're done with the beer, go get the rum out of the freezer and the Coke from the fridge, yeah?
There's still rum. Oh, I thought you get. That's why we're drinking beer. You know, I wouldn't have settled for this crap if I knew you didn't give it all away.
Well, we needed to let the Coke have time to cool down. Are you done?
What?
You no, haven't even
stopped? Get up. Apparently, I got to get up to go get fucking rum and fucking Coke from the refrigerator.
Well, you can at least pause it or something instead of leaving me here to fill in the blanks till you get back. Fuck it, let's go
you
have a
you could do the fucking, you know, the Steve show. Because apparently everyone live is willing to hear you, except the douchebag who's going to go get the fucking rum and Coke.
Fucking douchebag.
Let's send the Mexican to go do the work.
You keep it up, I'm going to have you build my fence, too. But on the other side.
There'll be a hole in it, I'll tell you that much.
Lots of shit.